I wanted to state that I've been following you, and I remember he introduced you to me as the handsome Vincent Eastwood, and that you were like the Kiwi sex symbol of alternative media.
Well, if they're it.
I gladly
accept that title, you know. Watching some of the videos of the truthers in New Zealand who are done well, let's just say they haven't had enough dress collared shirts and shaving appliances donated to them by very generous listeners. And that's basically the only difference, you know.
We're all living in Hobbiton, man. Come on.
Yeah, you've got
it's more like Mordor down here in New Zealand, man. Like, honestly,
that's where they filmed, right? They filmed there.
It's this giant volcanic astral wasteland, somehow situated to be the jewel of the South Pacific that the British Empire just loves raping very forcefully. And there's an awful lot of like natural parks and beautiful rainforests and everything like that. They're about to be cut down. And all of these nice clean oceans. All of this nice, beautiful, clean, blue oceans that are about to be mined for about deep sea oil. And we've got these wonderful forests as well that are having poison dropped on them because it's good for the possums. You know, there's just all wonderful masses of natural beauty that's been corrupted in New Zealand, and a wonderfully transparent government that isn't transparent at all, according to Transparency International New Zealand. Basically, here's how you want to understand New Zealand. You want to understand New Zealand, you've got to understand America. What's America? It's one of the big, beautiful countries, right? And you've got an awful lot of different variants between the landscapes. You've got all bunches of really, really nice people. And you've got a whole bunch of natural resources that the elite want. And so they dumb you down. They introduce a whole bunch of control mechanisms and policies and poisons and stuff into the environment. And then you're fracked, and then you're in their clutches. Basically, that's it.
Terraforming for some other species. 101. Yeah.
Well, yes. You know what? That's what transhumanists believe, that we're going to kind of somehow merge with technology, and that to be human would be about your access to technology rather than how human you are.
Well, let's back up here, Mr. Vincent, Mr. Sex Symbol Kiwi Extraordinaire. What I want to try and capture tonight are the subtler sides of Mr. Eastwood, you know, much like Bruce Wayne and Batman have some coexistence, but one doesn't always get introduced to the same audience. So you kind of have this really interesting cross diverse way of showing up in the world. I wanted to go back though. You and I were speaking previously a few days ago, and you'd mentioned that you got into this about 6 years ago. So this is 2 years. So I met you into your fourth, well, vicariously met you into your fourth year. Can we back up a little bit? Can you tell us how you got started? What, you know, backhanded compliment forced your consciousness awake enough to want to jump into this arena? What was it that brought you into this? Because it takes a lot of dedication, and usually it's some kind of faceplant trauma that triggers the how dare you and the rise of a soul. So I'd love to hear your story.
Well, it's a story of desperation, of neglect, of absolute monstrous scumbaggery, you know, to be discussed for eons to come. Okay, long story short, got busted for 13 grams of weed. And instead of going to jail for up to... And instead of going to jail for up to 8 years for 13 grams of weed for a first offence, with no diversion of any kind at the age of, like, 20, luckily, the cops gave away my confession by not advising me that I had a right to remain silent before they arrested me.
Oh, you lucky bugger.
Oh, yeah. And it cost $10,000 worth of lawyer for my mother on a credit card, which she still hasn't paid back and has lost her house virtually because of it.
Oh, no.
You know? So I'm somebody who people look out for, but they often suffer as a result of looking out for me to a large degree, especially
those closest. Are you a Pisces? When's your birthday?
No, I don't think it matters because I'm a Capricorn. All right.
Oh, you're a Capricorn. Okay.
Yeah, Capricorns
don't think.
Yeah. Capricorns don't care about star signs, and
star signs.
Yeah, like being a Capricorn, right. For example.
That's all right. We do. We care about you, though, so we want to know. Inquiring minds.
If you say so, and
that's what happened after that? People don't care about what race they are.
Well, I have an uncle who says that he doesn't believe in mayonnaise.
Doesn't believe in it.
He doesn't believe.
Nope.
Like, yeah, I didn't know that the existence of mayonnaise was part of somebody's belief structure. I mean, there's some crazy religions that deny all sorts of stuff out there these days. You know?
Well, let me guess. When the Anunnaki show up, he's going to be all for it, right?
He
doesn't believe in mayonnaise, but the Anunnaki, yep, they're coming.
I've never had a conversation with him about the Anunnaki, so I couldn't tell you.
You got to find something that he believes in, which is more absurd than not believing in mayonnaise. That way, it's a story.
He was a justice of the peace and like a former mayor of a decent chunk of the city, or councillor, or something of high esteem like that.
So let's ask. Wait, I got to get this in perspective too. What's your Chinese astrology? What sign are you in the Eastern?
You know,
philosophy?
I thought you were telling me a story about 6 years rather than 5,000 years of Chinese philosophy history. All right.
No, this is important.
No, but maybe we're getting the point.
How
Confucius.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh wow, you're just a pup.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. I don't know why. Because I struggle to be taken seriously, you know. Surprisingly enough, you know. I mean, how could you not? And
I don't believe that. But anyways, go on.
Yeah. Well, I think this stems from my family as well, because I'm the youngest of five kids.
I understand. So, yes.
Yeah. So, in terms of getting attention or being paid heed of and that kind of thing, no. So naturally, I became a conspiracy theorist because it's familiar territory.